Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We are talking with Vicki, who has a sister who's basically gotten a terminal diagnosis, although the diagnosis was for 1 to 5 years, and your sister's now what? It passed year one at this moment? Just about year one?
No, September will be a year.
Okay. She's on an experimental drug. She's not experiencing she's experiencing some symptoms, and the cancer is not in remission. It was, the progress was slowed for a while and is no longer being slowed, but her sister isn't in dire straits at this moment. So I said, well, Vicki's job at this moment is to help her sister really to live. At some point, are there just the two of you?
There's another sister that has been estranged for many years.
that may be one of the kinds of things that might be a little distracting to you and kind of an interesting, in addition to kind of helping a sister who's got a terminal diagnosis, which to a certain extent all of us do, is to see about maybe bringing that sister back into the fold. I mean, there's now
I've tried and tried and tried. When my mother was dying, I couldn't even get her to come and see her own mother. She didn't come to her funeral. She's got some, some mental illness.
It sounds like some mental health issues. Okay. Still maybe worth a try. I mean, dealing with a sister may be easier than dealing with a mom. But, I mean, again,
I never give up on her.
good for you. And I'm doing this as much for your sake as for either of your sisters. Because it gives you something to do that's moving toward a goal that's maybe a little bit more, it has to do less with hospitals. And so number one is to help your sister to live. The second may be just because it gives you something, you know, sort of an interesting job description that may be a little bit more, it's not that it's more life affirming. It's just a different aspect. And sometimes when we're dealing with things that feel intense, having an outlet to do something else can sometimes just feel like almost a vacation. So maybe trying to sort of get your sister to visit your sister or to visit you or something gives you something to do. Third thing, and I haven't forgotten your issue about well-meaning friends. The third may be at some point, although this may be farther down the road, but is something to be aware of. Is your sister married?
Yes.
Okay. So to help, and I don't know where her father or her kids are in this, but at some point you may be talking about helping the family to negotiate things like hospice. And so that doesn't hurt to have, before the necessity is there, before the urgency is there, to have a little bit of information about it. So that may be something, again, kind of a project to concern yourself with, and I know that sounds like contradictory to helping her to live, but you don't have to get her involved in it this moment. You can just find out what the resources are, how it goes.
And I believe hospice does help people to live, you know.
Well, but hospice will only, depending on where it is, but hospice has got very specific restrictions, including the user can't be there for more than 6 months. So that, and the idea is that they really help people to prepare for an orderly exit rather than, I mean, because hospice by definition is saying, okay, Dunsky, that medical science, no experiment, nobody can do anything for you at this moment, so we'll just try and make you as comfortable physiologically, emotionally, psychologically, financially as possible. But it is an end stage kind of situation, not not along the way. Okay, so that's...
That's what I meant about helping them live the time they have left.
But it's an end stage, and I don't think you're there yet. I don't think you're there yet, or it doesn't sound like you are. Okay, fourth thing, and again, I haven't forgotten, is finding a support group. And there are a lot of them around. I think Cancer Cares is the kind of a generic term for them for people who are caregivers and family members, as opposed to people who are cancers who have cancer. It's people who are helping people who have cancer. So that may be something worthwhile to look into, just because you'll find someone there to hold your hand. Because I'm sure when one of your friends say, "Gee, I know how you feel," what you want to do is strangle them, because they don't. All right, so let's, now that we've introduced the well-meaning but kind of insipid friends, I think rather than being angry with them, what they are is just frightened. And so if someone comes and says, "Well, you know, I heard about this new tea," you could say, "Listen, why don't you send it to me in an email?" And that'll take care of their need. That way you can look at it, you can giggle at it, it won't feel, because what they're really trying to do, and I don't disagree with your initial statement that they're trying to comfort you, but they're comforting you in a way that's not very comforting. And so, and if their goal was solely to comfort you, then I think you would be well within your rights to say, "You know what, that makes me feel worse, not better. This, I mean, you know, we're dealing with the best that medical science has to offer, and the idea that somehow there would be this miraculous tea that could sort of restore her makes no sense to me." But you don't have to do that. If what you can assume is that their primary goal is not to comfort you, it's one of their goals, but their primary one is to distance themselves, to say, "Well, okay, if there's magic, if there's a rabbit's foot, if there's an incantation, if there's a prayer, if there's a substance, if there's a totem that will keep Vicky's sister safe, it'll keep me safe too." And so, and if we can sort of for a moment assume that that may be their issue, then being mad at them, it's kind of a waste of time. So what you can just...
And I'm not mad at them. I know they're well-meaning. I just wanted to...
Well, it's frustration. But what I'm saying is, all you have to say, smile sweetly, and it can even be sickly, and say, "You know what? I'm kind of overwhelmed right now. Why don't you send it to me in an email?"
Yeah.
Then you've taken care of their need to sort of contribute. It's an arm's length, because you can delete the email. You don't even have to read it if you don't want to. But it's acknowledging... Because at this moment, you don't need people to avoid you because you're cranky. You're going to need some support as well of people who will take you to a silly movie. And the other thing that you may want to do is say to your friends, and I actually had a friend who had cancer, but also being around people, I made him a solemn promise, because I know how it feels. People are always saying, "How are you feeling?" And he didn't want to talk about that. He felt that people... We're asking, I think he was kind of a little cranky about it, so he felt like people were asking out of curiosity rather than concern, which I think may or may not have been true. But I think he has the right, as the person who feels that he has limited time, to set the rules. So I made a deal with him of, "Look, if you want my advice about something, if you want my opinion, if you want me to read your medical records, if there's anything I can do, let me know. I'm not going to ask, because... if you want to tell me, I want to know. I don't want to intrude, so I'm not going to ask." And he was incredibly grateful for that. So, and you can also say that to some of your well-meaning friends if you want, which is, "I'll tell you what, sometimes I just want to not think about it, and I use you as kind of my pressure valve. So I'll tell you, if I need to talk about it, I'll let you know. If not, let's talk about something else." And that's a perfectly acceptable thing for you to do.
Yeah, thanks. That's very useful. Okay. I appreciate your time, Dr. Joy.
Okay, kiddo. If you need me as things go along, you can also say to your sister that she's allowed, because part of your caregiving to her and part of your helping her to live is helping her to set some of the rules that may work for her as well, of saying, "You know what? Don't ask me how I feel. I'll tell you if I want you to know." And that's I mean, that can be very empowering, because that's the whole deal about it, isn't it? Is that we feel that we're a victim at that moment. And she's not a victim. She is somebody who has a disease, and that she's living with it as best she can. And people who say, "Well, we're going to fight it," I don't even know what that means. But it's her choice about how she wants to deal with, which means it's her choice. And you can say to her, "Tell me how you want me to play this, and I'll play it that way." Okay, and if she asks something of you that feels difficult, call me and I'll walk you through it. All righty?
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea, 855-993-7569. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, How are you?
Good.
Why do I have a feeling that you're going to say be stupid and cheerful after I'm finished?
I don't know. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
I'll send you the T-shirt.
Yeah, I'll wear it all the time. I called you like 2 years ago about Thanksgiving, inviting an estranged sister that had accused me of sexually abusing her, and she had embezzled from me, et cetera, et cetera. And you said, oh, you know, extend the invitation because I'll be the bad guy. So I did exactly what you said, and she didn't accept the invitation. She never showed up, blah, 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 which, okay. You know, is exactly what you said was going to happen.
Yeah.
So this weekend I have a, it's a function that many of my family members will be at. I'm sure she'll be there also. And, but a little thing has changed. In February I had surgery, emergency surgery, and just so happened, my brother-in-law had emergency surgery scheduled also, and we were on the same floor in the same hospital, doors apart. And she came in to visit him and didn't walk the five doors down just to say, hi, how are you?
Did she know you were there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And my other sister, who was there with her husband, said, I just wanted to let you know that she said she, you know, really hopes that you're okay and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? You couldn't come five doors down?
No, wait. Back me up just a little bit. So a strange sister said to non-estranged sister, tell Julie I hope she feels better.
Exactly.
Honey, stop the presses. That's an olive branch. I mean, granted, you know, five steps, but this is, I mean, she's been, you know, pissed with you for what, 5 years? Probably more than that.
Yeah, it's been a while, 2009.
Not a bad guess, 6 years. Okay. So look, I take that for what it's worth. And granted, take it from Furious Sister's point of view. She didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to do. But she didn't have to say that to sister. Are we? And I was going to say, I'll tell you what I was about to say, and I'm censoring myself. I was going to say, I would say to sister, did she really say that? But I wouldn't. No. Let's just take it as a gift. Let's just take it as a mild crack in the facade of the fury. All right. So go forward with me about. But I granted. She should have stopped by, but she's been working on this anger for like, you know, she's been growing this, cultivating it, fertilizing it, you know, she pruning it. She's been working on this anger for 5 years. And the very fact that she would say something that was better than neutral is a crack in the facade.
Okay. Well, you are such a better person than I am.
Well, it's not me.
Just so
but
angry. I'm just so hurt.
But honey, I know. But listen, that she counts. You know, I talked about fertilizing. Your frustration, your anger, is helping to fertilize. Is she your younger sister?
Yes.
Okay.
I have absolutely zero contact with her since, you know, 2010.
No, I got it. Like, I got it. Here. All right. So how old are you?
How old am I? 51.
And how old is sister?
Like 44.
Okay. Understand that you have been are you the oldest in the family? The
no.
Big sister?
No. I'm second. I'm third to the youngest, so.
How many kids are in your family?
There's a lot.
Thousands of kids. Thousands. Like what, seven or eight?
13.
Not even close, Joy. Not even, yeah, not even close. All right. So look, so you know family dynamics in big families, which is every kid feels they're overlooked. The only way you can get any attention is to do something terrific. If you can't do something terrific, you'll do something terrible. This sister has figured out she's going to be angry. Okay? So whatever. And the fact is that big sisters, you have a couple of big sisters, so you know. They loom large. They loom large no matter. As adults, we can look at them and say, man, bad skin, or she's not that smart, or, you know, her left breast is twice the size of her right breast. But that is not what we feel growing up. What we feel is, wow. And even if we don't like them, we kind of want to be, even if we don't like them, we want them, number one, to like us, and we kind of want to be like whatever we view as, whether they're athletic or popular or sexy or smart or dad seems to like them better. I mean, so younger kids always idolize over older kids for at least a while. And to a certain extent, I'm not sure that ever goes away, even in adulthood. But in adulthood, it gets transmongrified into something like, nah, 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 which is kind of where your sister is right now. And if she is she the baby?
Yes.
Okay. So she gets all the rest of, I mean, she's the last of 13, which means your parents are probably exhausted by then. She was the one, you know, so she's got her own craziness to have to deal with, and you're just part of it. Now, but understand, the more important you make her anger, the more you're nurturing that anger.
Okay.
So instead of doing
even though there's been absolutely no communication other than me sending an email to invite her to events.
Oh yeah, but she doesn't. But I mean, you invited her. That was a positive thing. No, I get it. But what I'm saying is, she'll hear from other brothers or sisters. And all I'm saying is that her, believe it or not, even though I agree it's pretty damn minimal, but she did make some weird, teensy tiny, you know, nearly microscopic overture. Take it for what it's worth. For her, that's a BFD. You know, it's just accept it. All right? Now, the question is, presumably, with this event coming up, what do you do? Is that the question?
Exactly.
I would be fearful. Well, I would probably be slightly more than that. I would just be, I don't even think you have to do the stupid. I think I would just be cheerful. Mm-hmm. As much as you can afford. Because here's the deal. Here's the critical factor. You can only be as cheerful and as outgoing and loving as you can afford. Because we don't know what her response is going to be. And I don't want this to backfire on you and make you get you back into the angry place. So it has to be only what you can afford that will allow you to stay in the neutral place. So it may be... I know of what I speak. You have to remember that stupid and cheerful came from my personal experience with my crazy family. All right. So I'm not talking as a psychologist, but mostly as a sister, you know, as a family member, that if being stupid and cheerful by going up and embracing somebody who then stiffens on you makes you angry, then you don't do that. So you have to kind of think about it as a chess game to a certain extent of what can I offer that feels safe, but positive. All right? You think about that for just a minute. I'll get right back to you, because that's the mission statement. We need to figure out an action that feels safe and positive at the same time. All right? Be right back to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're dealing with Julie, who's from a very large family with a unhappy baby sister that she's been estranged from for about 5 years. Her sister's really been estranged from her. She tried to make an overture to her a couple of years ago of saying, gee, why don't you come? Sister didn't even bother responding, which is, among other things, rude. But nevertheless, Julie had emergency surgery on the same floor that her sister's husband was in February. So they were a couple doors down from each other. And the estranged sister said to one of the other tribe, tell Julie, I hope she feels better. And Julie's saying she couldn't walk down the hall. And I said, take it for what it's worth. It's the first positive thing she's probably said about you to anybody in 5 years. So, I mean, take that as a thaw and accept it. And she said, well, all right, I'm going to be at an event with her. When in the next couple of weeks?
Next weekend.
Okay. And I said, you know, do stupid and cheerful, you know, a little bit. But basically, what you need to do is do whatever you can do that will make you feel positive but safe. Because, again, if you go and put your arms around her and she gives you a shove, that's going to put you back in the hurt, angry place. And we don't want you in that place. So can you think about what might work that that would feel safe, so even if she is not particularly enthusiastic or accepting, that you're still going to be okay with it?
So just a very cordial acknowledgement, I think, is probably the best.
That's fine. Let me give you a kind of a silly metaphor. I was talking earlier in the program about the fact that they've got this new tour bus thing in New York, which I did over the weekend, which is instead of the bus, all, you know, the seats, the windows on the side and the seats facing forward, the whole side of the bus is glass. One whole side of the bus is glass, and they have stadium seats. So you're on three different tiers. So the people on the sidewalk can see in and you can see out. And so our whole game after about 3 minutes on the bus, and there are 45 strangers. None of us knew each other. A huge number of people, I think, probably didn't speak English as their primary tongue. And we all became this kind of group who was trying our best to make other people wave at us. And we would pick somebody. Like, there was this one guy standing on the street corner being, you know, Joe Cool. And he wouldn't make eye contact. And we all sort of just focused all of our attention on him. And we finally got him to wave. And we did a happy dance. I mean, we were ridiculous. And we were strangers, and we didn't know each other. We didn't know the people on the street. But the point is, at some point, it became such a challenge to get him to just acknowledge us in a positive way, and we did it. So instead of viewing your sister as the royal pain in the neck of the universe who has the potential to hurt your feelings, view her as a challenge. And what can I do? And it doesn't have to be a one-shot deal. I mean, presumably you're going to be around her for a while over the whatever the event is, that you can go in and say, gosh, you look great, and then walk away. I mean, you don't have to stand there. Then you can come, you can circle back in, like, you know, 45 minutes or something and say, do you know what? I was just talking with somebody and saying how good that hairdo looks on you. Whatever. I mean, make it your kind of mission statement. I mean, I've done this with cab drivers, you know, the cranky ones that, you know, well, just they, uh-huh. they sort of eye you like they would just assume you never got in their cab and, you know, that you were the infidel or something. And I'm not, this wasn't a statement about religion or politics. And I am determined by the end of that ride to make them smile at me or share something. And it becomes, you know, it just becomes this challenge. And if you view that as almost a game, that the challenge is to do something that make my sister smile at me. And it doesn't have to be any more grandiose a goal than that. Then it becomes something that you're, first of all, you're Teflon. You're going to be impervious to anything she does because it's just a challenge. It has to be, it can't be mean-spirited because that's not fair. Right. And you don't want it to be sarcastic because those kinds of things always smack you upside the head. But it doesn't have to be a one-shot deal, and you can circle back. And it shouldn't be public. I mean, it shouldn't be, okay, watch. You can't say to one of your sisters, watch me do this. Because right. The idea is not to embarrass your sister. The idea is to convert your sister, to neutralize her fury. And it doesn't all have to be done in one shot. It doesn't all have to be done at this event. All it is trying to make your life and her life a little better. That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will try my best.
Well, it doesn't have to be your best. I mean, it can be just trying. I mean, I'm not saying that this has to be the most important event of your life.
No,
I'm just saying.
I agree with you there, and I will be cordial, and I'll.
Well, and give some thought to it.
Do what I can afford.
Exactly. And here's the deal, at least for me, is I know you guys who listen to the program have, this is going to come as a complete shock to you, but there's kind of an ornery part of me, that there's kind of this little imp underneath the PhD is this little person who goes, You know, I want to see if I can do this. That says wet paint. Want to see my fingerprint? And if you view it that way, if you view it as, you know what, this is a sister who has decided that I am a negative presence in her life, and I'm just going to show her that she's wrong, and so be it. And so that's all you have to do. It can be, it's your personal challenge. She's a beneficiary, but one of the things that we have to acknowledge as we get older, which is not the world's easiest, is just because somebody that we don't like wins, if we don't lose, it's okay. So you're not going to, I don't want you to lose anything here. She, in some ways, is the beneficiary, but in a larger sense, you're the beneficiary. Because she's probably worrying a little bit less about you than you are about her, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will.
Let me know how it works. When is this? When are you going to see her? I can hardly wait.
Saturday.
When is? Ooh, goody. So next Monday.
Yes.
All right. Don't have too much to drink when you're around her. Try and get this done before the drinking.
I don't at all. And that's one thing that I know, that I just stay away. And
yeah. Well, one glass of champagne is okay, and then a lot of club soda.
That's
all right.
Great.
All right, kiddo.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
All right. You hear the point, which is, you know, we want as few negative valences attached to us as possible in this life, right? You know, if you go to a graveyard and you see that somebody was born a certain day and died a certain day, that dash, right? That's our life. So what you want to do is make sure that your dash has as much positivity attached to it as possible. All right, this is one of my positives for the day. All right, here's a story. But I'll tell you, there's a better story, all right? Taco Bell and Pizza Hut are going to remove their artificial flavors and coloring. Yay! And they're also going to remove trans fats. I mean, it's going to be hard to think of Pizza Hut and Taco Bell as health foods, but they're moving in that direction. Okay?
Good.
Yay. All right. Guess who owns Taco Bell and Pizza Hut? No fair looking at the article, because this is the best.
Well, it's whoever, because it's... Border Foods is like the company, right, that kind of owns...
Their name is Yum Brands, Inc.
Yum Brands, Inc.
Like yum, like yummy. Isn't that cool?
That is.
I mean, come on, that's way cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
See, that's the thing about doing research, is you can find out all these kind of really cool things that nobody... actually cares about, but I do. Yum Brands.
Yum Brands, wow.
Yeah, I want to be a Yum Brand. All right, I thought what I would do for, if you guys want to call, I know it's been a really busy program today, bless your little pee-picking hearts, that there's, you know, that whole study about psychology as positive, you know, it's only about, like, maybe, it's less than 20 years old. I think it started, like, in 1998 or something like that. And I remember Gail Sheehy, in some ways, she wasn't really the harbinger, but then she's not a psychologist, but she wrote Passages. And that was the first time that, and actually, there was some fuss about Passages because people felt that she wasn't actually a psychologist. But I thought it was a very useful book, and I interviewed her when it first came out. The idea being that she was looking at normal behavior. That's what Passages was about, that adults go through, that we know that kids go through various stages in their life. She was writing the stages that adults go through. So it was, I thought it was terrific. And okay, so she didn't have a PhD or anything, so what? Her I think she wrote her book in like 19, like early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. All right, 1998 was when they started talking about positive psychology, which I thought was terrific, because psychology up until that point had really been pathology. All right, we'd look at, see what goes wrong, why it goes wrong, how it goes wrong, and what we can do about it. All right, so the idea of positive psychology says, well, wait a minute, we want to do more than avoid the negative, we want to be able to achieve the positive. And that's where the notion of kind of positive psychology came from. I'll tell you more when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I just made an executive decision. I didn't realize we were quite as close to the end of the program as we are today, so I think we'll wait and talk about positive psychology tomorrow, because there's a lot to talk about in it. And also, we put up on Facebook what makes you happy, all right, and you're allowed to tell me whatever it is that makes you happy, and be as specific as possible. Don't say things like money. Besides, if money makes you happy, we need to talk, because money is inert, kind of dirty, green stuff. It just lies there. So hopefully maybe what you do with money, or maybe feeling like you have some financial security.
That's what I was going to say. If it's more so, people should talk about what they do with
exactly
the money that they have.
Well, if you're telling me financial security, then you need to tell me how much and why and for what. And one of the reasons that people don't feel very secure about their finances, they don't think about it in that way. They don't think about it in specific ways. And rather than thinking about a specific dollar amount, you may want to think about, because the dollar amount's obviously going to change with inflation and all sorts of things, but what you do with it. Okay, and when you need it, and so, all right. It's like when I was, that for example, there are people who say that they want to travel. Well, one of the ways is if you work as a travel agent or work for the airlines, then you don't necessarily need as much money, because you can fly for free, or that you can do, or you write for a travel magazine. So, all right. So, but I think rather than starting something with, you know, 5 minutes left in the program for the day, that I will wait and do that tomorrow. But we had talked last week about, it's been kind of an ongoing discussion for the last several weeks, where you guys did the food stamp challenge with me. Bless your little hearts. And we were talking about food waste, and I just got, as many of you know, I do some work with City Harvest, and I just got a letter from them that says, this is an alarming statistic, that 40 in the U.S. up to 40% of food that's grown and produced in the United States is thrown away, $165 billion worth of unused food, and I'll tell you more in a moment. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you? I heard you talking about things that make you happy.
Yeah.
My happiness seems to lately just come from silly small things. I've lowered the bar drastically. And if I find something at a store that's a bargain, or...
a man after my own heart.
Just something really small. I've been taking pictures of flowers because the spring is so wonderful lately. And sending them to one of my best girlfriends. I love her very much. But every time I raise the bar and search for true happiness or a good job or security, it just falls apart. So I try to keep it simple these days.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. That really is the cure, and I think the cue and for being happy is allow yourself to. I mean, if you're going to wait to win the lottery to be happy, you're going to wait a long time. But if, as you say, getting an ice cream cone makes you happy, I mean that's an achievable goal. If taking a picture of a flower makes you happy, I mean, you're going to be a lot happier a lot more of the time than if you need to go to Paris for the weekend. So you're absolutely right. I think you've discovered truly the clue to happiness and to leading a good life, which doesn't mean that you don't have to shoot for larger goals, but it means in the meantime you can make yourself happy, and the happier you are, the more likely it is to find the energy to go for a slightly larger goal. So good on you. I think you're absolutely right. I'll go bargain hunting with you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you,
Joe. I was with a friend over the weekend, and he had this, it's very sunny around here, and I get sunburned very easily, so I had a hat on. And he actually showed up in a hat, too. And it was kind of an attractive straw hat. And I said, wow, that's a nice hat. And he said, yeah, you know, I bought it for my daughter's wedding. And he said, it cost $150. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, well, I bargained it down, so I got it for $95. I said, that hat cost $95? I think mine cost like $7 or something. So, and believe it or not, this actually does have a point. So we were wandering around, and there was a store that was going out of business. And they had some men's straw hats in the window. Now, you might say, with a great deal of logic, if you already had a hat, why does he need another hat? You were not a shopper, if you believe that. I mean, that, clearly, we live in different worlds. So we went in, and we found him, we found him a very attractive hat. It was a different shape than the one he had, so there was a justification for it. And it cost $7. So he's wearing this hat. No, he didn't wear the hat. He wore the other hat. But, you know, and so every store we went into that had men's hats, because all of a sudden we went to a street fair and there are all these places that had men's hats. So every place we went in to see how much the men's hats were. And by far and away, this was the least expensive hat. And it was an attractive hat. So, I mean, it's exactly as Joe says. There's nothing like finding a bargain. And that hat was not only a bargain to buy, but it was a bargain for the rest of the afternoon, because every place we went in had more expensive hats. And for those of you who are saying, why does he need another hat? You and I come from different universes. Of course, you're right. All right. And the hat actually looked good on me, too. I don't think I'm going to inherit the hat, though. All right. So we're talking. I was talking, and I'm going to finish this up. All right. Here's the deal. That if all of us waste less food, I mean, 40%, think about that, 40% of food that's grown and produced is thrown away. And we have 15% of Americans were food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal is coming from, including a huge number of kids. So I think we should all make the pledge. You don't have to live on food stamps, all right? We did that. It was an interesting experiment. I learned a lot from it. Hopefully you did too. But to waste less, to buy less, don't buy more than you can use. I mean, even if you're paying a little bit more, because I know they have like 2 for $5, right, and 1 for $3. But if you can't use the double the amount, then pay the extra money and buy less.
And that's what gets a lot of people in trouble with that.
Yeah.
Too, because they'll go to the grocery store and they'll see this deal of
two for five.
Two loaves of bread for, you know.
Well, bread actually makes some sense because you can freeze bread. But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. All right, so look, folks, start deciding that you're going to have no waste, because it's not only that it's not moral to waste food in a country, in a world in which people are starving, but it ends up as landfill. I mean, there are all sorts of problems with it. So let's all agree that $2 for $5 is a good deal if you can use both. If you can only use one, then you've just saved $2 by only buying one, right? And you're not wasting food. That you can store it, that you can freeze it, that you can share it, that there are more and more places that do rescuing food. In restaurants, instead of just throwing the food away, get it packaged and either take it home and eat it for the next meal or give it to somebody who's hungry. Let's all sort of try and waste less. All righty? Waste not, want not. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.